scream, you silly tart! Go away!
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two! There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah! Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times some not so subtle commentary. From the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started.
Thank you.
city assistants, every crook 2-on-2, could say, hey, A&R, this is Mr. Rhythm and Blues. He said hello and put me on hold. To say the least, the cat was cold. He said, don't call us, child, we'll call you. I said, you got my number? He said, yeah, I got when you walked in the door.
Never die. Records never die.
If you were to be branded as 70s British art rock, you can pretty much be guaranteed anonymity in the charts. So when this week's leadoff band made those same UK charts, number 23 to be exact, in 1976, with the song Ships in the Night, Bebop Deluxe was in uncharted territory. This was their only charting single in their 6 years of existence. From 1976's Starburst finished LP. From their last LP in 1974 was Sugarloaf's Don't Call Us, We'll Call You, an inside joke aimed at CBS Records, who turned the band down for a recording contract. The Touchtone sound effect was an actual telephone number that rang at CBS Records in Manhattan. Ian Hunter, by this time ex of Mott the Hoople, embarked on a successful solo career, taking Mott guitarist Mick Ronson along in 1975. Fast forward to 1981's Short Back and Sides LP, add Clash guitarist Mick Jones to the mix, we find Old Records Never Die, a sentiment that fits perfectly with the show in general, and this week in particular. Speaking of records, The Records, a British power pop band from the late 70s, early 80s, and a fine example of the genre, Starry Eyes. And finally this set, the single from Ace Frehley's 1978 Kiss solo endeavor, New York Groove, penned by ex-Argent singer Russ Ballard. It was also a hit for the band Hello in 1975.
Still a faint shrink wrap so correct. watching the detectives.
No such luck. You're still listening to the Vinyl Garage.
I called up my friend Leroy on the phone. I said, buddy, I'm afraid to be alone. 'Cause I got some weird ideas in my head about things to do in Denver when you're dead. I was working on a steak the other day.
Rattlesnake Cafe. Dressed in black, tossing back a shot of rye. Finding things to do in Denver when you die. You won't need a cab to find a priest. Maybe you should find a place to stay. Someplace where they never change the sheets. And you just roll around Denver all day. Go. And home is just a place to hang your head. Dream up things to do in Denver when you're dead. You won't need a cab to find a priest. Maybe you should find a place to stay. Someplace where they never change the sheets. And you just roll around Denver all day. You just roll around Denver all day.
I've been waiting for something to happen for a week or a month or a year. With the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before. Where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. And there's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again. How the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who find they can't take anymore. And they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone. And there are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the camps. And there is blood on the wire. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who fanned the flames of the wars that are fought in places where we can't even say the names. They sell us the president the same way they sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion. The same time they sell us our wars. I wanna know who the men in the shadows are. I wanna hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lives in the balance. There are people on the fire. There are children at the camps. And there is blood on the wire.
Is a set heavy on singer-songwriter genre, represented with cuts by Elvis Costello, Warren Zevon, and Jackson Browne. Elvis's contribution was Watching the Detectives, his first single that got any attention, credited to him and his band The Attractions from 1977. The song was produced by Nick Lowe, who, not coincidentally, wrote the next song, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, for his band, at the time, Brinsley Schwartz. From their 1974, the new favorites of Brinsley Schwartz LP. If you want to go by what other shows play, you'd have to believe that Warren Zevon only released one LP, and that being Excitable Boy. But actually, there's a dozen studio LPs in his discography. And drop the needle on 1991's Mr. Bad Example album and you'll find the way cool cut, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. Not exactly a song you'll hear on the city's Chamber of Commerce, but the dark theme is very profound in Warren's writing. The songs Excitable Boy, I'll Sleep When I'm Dead, and Carmelita are examples. A massively underappreciated artist, especially if you only play one of his records. Lives in the Balance was by one of Warren's contemporaries, Jackson Browne. But as Zevon found himself writing darker stories, Jackson was political. His disdain for Ronald Reagan was evident in this, the title cut, along with the rest of the LP. Kind of hard to believe that the Talking Heads would be considered upbeat, but made it with this group, It's the Case, and she was from 1985's Little Creatures LP, featuring some fun key changes within the song.
Thank you. time it took me down. I didn't see it coming, no time to look around. It hit me from the blind side, I didn't see. She shot me down in cold blood and dropped me to my knees. Put an end to this deadly cry, a broken-hearted homicide. Love is like a bullet, so get out of the way. You better run when it comes, or there's a price you'll pay. Love is like a bullet, it'll tear you apart, it'll blow you away. In a hot flash, you feel the pain. You thought you were immune, but feelings still remain. It could be just a flesh wound, easy to survive. But if it hits your heart, you'll fight to stay alive.
Love is like a bullet, you better Do you have to look away when you pass by the diner where the squad car stops for coffee? Don't you wish that you were any place else but here? And don't you feel kind of funny when a man in a suit says, "Man, do you know where I can get high?" Don't you wish that you were any place else but here? Take a walk down any street that you choose, yeah, and you'll wind up with the Fairfax Street mid-morning paranoia blues. Do you have to look away when you pass by the diner where the squad car stops for coffee? Don't you wish that you were any place else but here? Grab a cigarette when a man in an unmarked Plymouth pulls you over just to say hi. Don't you wish that you were any place else but here? And do you fumble in your wallet while you're looking for your license, and he tells you not to talk with your mouth full? Don't you wish that you were any place else? Don't you wish that you were any place else? Don't you wish that you were any place else but here?
Cigarettes.
ex-Steelers Wheel vocalist slash guitarist Jerry Rafferty's second solo LP, City to City, featured the singles Baker Street and Right On Down the Line, charting at number 1 and 12 respectively. The third single chosen from the album, Home and Dry, charted slightly lower. Three top 40 singles from the same LP. Love is a Bullet kind of fits the semi-depressing, unintentional theme of the previous set by the band The Shoes. Warren would be proud. Randy Newman's foray into political incorrectness from 1977's Little Criminals LP was Short People, a song featuring Eagles' Glenn Frey and Timothy B. Schmidt, Almost Eagles' J.D. Souther and Waddy Wachtel, and Beatles-related artists Klaus Voormann and Jim Keltner. Randy took some heat for that song. The state of Maryland actually considered legislation banning it from airplay. Come on, lighten up, people. One of my favorites from the 1969 Harry LP by Harry Nilsson, Fairfax Blues. And the title cut to Joe Jackson's Look Sharp LP from 1979, his debut release for A&M. Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening. Next, please. I'll put this pin to the real center. All right, since you're going out there, I'll see you on the sheet or something.